So, Baxter, you're playing as part of Vivid this year in Sydney, and it's amazing that we're able to have overseas acts come in after, you know, it's a little bit surreal. How does it feel to be in Australia and, you know, not even that, but playing your debut gig here?
Oh, it feels good, actually. It feels normal. I mean, we kind of got over the whole thing a while ago, though. It just feels a bit of a distant memory, all that stuff. So I've travelled about a bit already. So, but that's a long flight. Very well done. I'm not going to promote any business, but Qantas did really well. There was very smiley, and there's something about infiltration, but it's apparently they've improved. So you leave feeling a bit like, woohoo. I don't know, it makes you feel better than you did in the first place. I don't know if you're meant to fly 17 hours and feel better.
Maybe it could be a new hobby, and it's an expensive one, just going back and forth.
It's an air tank, positive. It's like a sort of Buddhist air tank. Anyway, that was good. And I feel good, and I'm very pleasantly surprised how nice it is here, and I'm feeling currently optimistic, and that may all change within the next hour.
I guess that's the beauty of being in a country, a new country. You never know really what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's a new environment. It's exciting. I read somewhere that a few modern hip-hop artists, you know, played a real influence on some of your recent releases, and particularly some of the stuff your son Cosmo plays for you. Do you show him a lot of records? Is that kind of like a reciprocal thing? Is that important for you to show him music as well?
I think there was a moment where I tried to get him into music, and like all young people, are meant to develop their own trajectory. And he doesn't really give any consideration about what I say. I think he thinks I'm totally rubbish, and he's right.
I guess you need to do that. You need to let them forge their own path and find their own music.
You don't. If you are in any way in pursuit of what your parents do, especially in music, you really have to stand somewhere independently. Otherwise, you become a pale variation of, and that perishes quite quickly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, has he shown you anything recently? Any records that you've been enjoying? Or
not him. He's sort of currently off not talking about music. But, you know, I just a few obvious things I listen to, like, you know, the Kendricks and all those sort of people that are like, that make the more interesting American music, but makes everything else pale in insignificance. Next to it. I think especially kind of tired indie English music feels a bit like redundant.
Yeah, I mean, on that topic, you know, you obviously tour a lot. Do you ever get the chance, you're in Australia now, to see other bands playing when you're in town and to watch some live music yourself?
I haven't recently. I mean, I've got to be honest, I was brought up all my life in gigs, within gigs in the kind of, and not I avoid them, but sometimes I'm like, I don't spend as much time probably as some people in pursuit of watching. I won't go out the way to some sort of urinated place to go and watch a band.
A
subversive cave somewhere. I might be a bit lazy like that, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I mean, are there any Australian, you mentioned an American band there, are there any Australian bands that you enjoy or kind of have your eyes on?
Well, I mean, all there's a sort of classic, more recent, you know, Taming Parlors and all those sort of people that have always been very interesting. And I like Amel and the Sniffers.
Oh, cool. How'd you get onto them?
Well, they're on Rough Trade and they manage me, and they're also, I'm good mates with the Sleafords mods, and they're obviously all connected to all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And she just played a gig last night in London, which was massive, and I was thinking that's quite relative, you know, a meteoric rise. She's very popular there.
Yeah, that's great to see. I think it makes sense given her style of music, and I mean, it does kind of, I don't know, slot into that Sleaford style, even though it's not the same. It has that similar punk, raw energy behind it.
Yeah, and I like their sort of vibe. They're kind of pretty cutthroat
looking. Yeah.
And they're actually all sweethearts as well. But they mean it. I don't mean they're manufacturing their roots. You know what I mean? They're pretty like.
It's also very uniquely Australian, I think, that kind of.
So, and it works, and it's melodic. It's actually quite well written, and yeah, she looks. They look great, and it sort of ticks all the boxes. They're probably the best example of that kind of music in the world at the moment. So, she deserves everything she gets.
Cool. Hopefully, it just continues to rise. And look, I think it's fair to say, you know, you kind of draw influence from so many different places. A single of yours, which kind of helped me a bit through lockdown, was These Are My Friends, and it's got that classic, you know, hearing that, it just makes you want to jump into a club. Do you find it liberating not being bound to one set, I guess one style, and being able to put your fingers in different musical pies.
I mean, yeah, if it's sort of done well. I mean, sort of the person that wrote that song is really clever at that sort of stuff. So yeah, I think so. If you can, yeah, it's really boring being capped by any thing, and it's quite, you know, otherwise you just end up making. Talking is a morose. It's a bit morose listening to some bloke talking over slow music. You don't, you know, if you can change that up, it's important. Mm. Yeah.
Do you think you're getting a bit tired of that style? Is that what you mean by that?
Oh, I mean, it's just being associated with a sort of group of talky blokes becomes, you know, men talking at the best of times is irritating.
Yeah, I think even that's fair to say.
And then over music, it's even worse. Another layer of huge boom of people in general, especially in Britain, talking over music, which seems to substitute any talent sometimes.
Mm.
And I'd like to get, you know, I think I might start rapping more.
Why not? Maybe you and your son. Have you made music together?
We have once, but I don't know if a son and father rapping duo might.
You never know.
They won't accept the format yet.
Cool, man. Well, and obviously it's your, you know, it's your debut performance this Saturday, and I'm sure there's going to be a few people in attendance or maybe thinking about coming that have never seen you before. What can one expect from a Baxter Jury concert? What's in store for them?
I don't know how to sell your own concerts. You just got to come, and I guess if you have any interest in the music, then you make of it what you will. I don't know. It's the worst sell. I'm the worst person to sell me you've ever met. I mean, I think you might like it, or you might just think, what the hell is he doing that for?
Well, I think there's something to be appreciated in that. It's honest.
Yeah.
You're not pretending to be something you're not.
Well, definitely not that. Yeah.